Entering this home, the bright gerberas in the garden, the cow horns mounted at the door, and framed photographs everywhere of rodeos and horses and grandchildren, all telltale signs of a life well lived.
You go in there, you either get charged by a bull or run over by a horse.
Or eaten by a crocodile.
Or horses. Or eaten by a crocodile, yeah.
Well, honestly speaking, I was actually born on a property, my dad's property, and I've known nothing else but bush life until we retired and came down here 24 years ago. That was enough, a change, but now to have this restricted even that much more, it's not good.
What did you love about the bush life, Flo?
I think it's just the freedom and the just everyday things, you know, like we were both, my husband and I, and we were both cattle people, horse people. Just loved the peace and the bush. I'd go back there tomorrow too, but there's no fear of that.
How else, day to day, has living in pain affected you?
It's affected me a lot because, as I said, I've always been an active person. I don't falter at anything. And now, well, yes, I falter at everything.
Lucky I've only got one step here. Otherwise, I'd be all day getting upstairs. You'll notice the red stripes.
Her home is immaculately kept, but Flo tells me it's become impossible for her to move around without relying on a walker and without the constant pain.
Two arms to get in, then pick up my Rolls Royce.
It's quite a step though. What do you do? Oh, you lift the...
Lift it up.
To demonstrate, she takes me to meet Roy, the family's cockatoo, and her last link to St Ronan's and the life they once had there.
Made it. He knows what's coming. Hello, Roy. Hello, Roy.
Oh, he's a beautiful old fella.
He usually puts his head out so he gets a pat.
How old is he?
Oh, about 40. So he's part of the family, aren't you? Hello, Roy. Hello, Roy. No, he's not going to talk.
A short walk to Roy's cage and back to the house is like a marathon for the plucky woman who told me she once walked away from a helicopter crash. So how are you feeling, Flo, after that little outing?
Well, I'm knocked up. I get puffed. It's an effort to push that up through the wet grass and outside at all. But anyway, we get there. Everything's an effort to, you know, walk around or do anything. Anything at all.
How has that affected your day-to-day life here at Tolga?
Well, I've got to the stage where I don't want to go anywhere because I feel as though I've got to depend on someone to help me. So it's easier for me to stay at home. Not go anywhere. And my family, I've got to depend on them. One lives in Cairns, one lives in Townsville. They take turn about coming up and they'll get my groceries when I need them and stuff like that. Take me to the doctor. Otherwise, I'm sort of housebound.
What have the doctors told you about your prospects for surgery?
Well, I'm on the waiting list, but I've been apparently, what reason, I don't know, was moved down to Category 2, and then I've gone down to Category 3, so I don't know what the reasons are for that. I've been waiting over 3 years, closer to 4. I just feel as though I've been left behind. I feel like getting up on the roof and jumping off, but then that's all right too, because I can't even get up there.
Flo, please don't do that.
I'm safe.
If something doesn't happen soon, what are your fears?
Well, I suppose on the bottom line, I can't put pressure on my family any more than what I'm doing now because they are amazing what they've done for me to make it easier. The next step would be, I suppose, to go into some sort of retirement village or somewhere where I get cared for, and I definitely don't want that.
You're pretty clear on that.
I'm definitely clear on that. I know for a fact that if I could just be mobile, I'd be a lot happier.
You've still got some living to do.
Well, I hope I have, if I can sort of get new stumps underneath me and I might be able to keep up with the way I want to live.
Would you like a piece of cake? It'll be the last thing she probably will lose, is a sense of humour. And it's probably the only thing that gets us through. And it's hard just to watch Mum struggle every day just to get around. And in the last 2 years, it's got worse. That is the frustrating part. You know, we're given little bits of hope that it's going to happen. Have your heart surgery. We need that to happen to get your knee done. 2.5 years down the track, still not done. And in all that time, Mum is deteriorating. You know, those knees, just the pain and the agony.
And still no date?
No dates. You know, from her appointment in March or April, whatever it was on a Category 3, which means it's still 12 months, although we've already come 6 months of that. But when we start looking at records and stuff, and she's been at a Category 1, and she's dropped to a Category 2. Now she was a Category 3. Why? You know, at a Category 1, she was could have had it in 30 days. Category 2 is like 90 days. We're back to 12 months. Do we get a guarantee that she's going to have this in 4 or 5 months now that we've waited this time? Let's get it done. Give her back her independence.